Wake Tech continues to have lots of success with its students, and the Aspen Institute has named Wake Tech one of the 200 institutions eligible to compete for the $1 million Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence. And joining us now is the president of Wake Tech Community College, Dr. Scott Rawls. Dr. Rawls, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Jeff?
I'm great. So what does this mean? What does this honor and recognition mean for Wake Tech?
It's a great recognition for Wake Tech. Each year, the Aspen Institute picks 200 colleges, community colleges across the country, based on their success statistics to compete for the Aspen Prize. So they refer to it as the top 200, the Aspen Prize top 200. So now we get to be among that group to compete for the big prize. But even if we don't get that, it's just an honor to be included among, you know, such great colleges across the country.
Now, recently, Wake Tech completed its Reach and Rally strategic plan for 2021 through 2025, and that focused on a wide variety of things. What were you focused on in particular?
We were really focused on students being able to succeed in our community, in our market, you know, to be able to get great jobs, to move on to the university. To be able to do that, they need to complete what they came to Wake Tech for, their programs. And so we put a lot of focus in the last 4 years over how to better help our students both inside and outside the classroom, different types of student supports, a real investment in terms of advising, student success coaches, how we blend our career coaching, investments in apprenticeship, and other ways that we say we help students ladder up into opportunities in our region. And so because of that, we're retaining more students than ever before. They are staying with us and being more resilient than they have ever been. And so we think we're making a difference, and it's a testament to our great faculty and staff for the concerted work they've put in the last 4 years.
Did it also help you reach students from economically disadvantaged communities?
Absolutely. That's been our goal is to reach students everywhere. And sometimes students who are lower income don't have as many of those opportunities beyond high school, or they may be first in their family. So we've really reached out. Our investments into Eastern Wake County is an example. Our work with high schools and embedding counselors and advisors. And so our goal is to reach more students throughout Wake County, but also help them reach higher, because we have great opportunities in Wake County. We have great universities in our region, and we certainly have a great job market, one of the best in the country. And so you shouldn't just be able to move to Wake County for opportunity. You should be able to move up. And that's what Wake County is about. And that's what our Reach and Rally plan is about.
And there's going to be a second phase of this plan. Is that correct?
There is. Yeah, we've decided as a group, we've been working on it pretty diligently the past few weeks to plan what we call Reach and Rally 2.0, not a redirection of anything we're doing, but how to double down, how to have even more impact, tweak things, things we need to do more of, things we need to do more less of. So we've had multiple meetings with students, with faculty, staff, our board, and all weighing in on the next 4 years for Wake Tech.
Absolutely. And so you're one of 200 eligible colleges competing for this Aspen Prize, which will be $1 million for community college excellence. And the officials at Wake Tech, you among them, are going to take part in submitting an application for review process. And where does it go from that point forward?
Well, you know, from there, it's up to the judges, I guess, as they say. I think one thing I would note, too, is that North Carolina has been, if you look at the numbers that came out today, the North Carolina Community Colleges have been very successful. There were 20 of the 200 are here in North Carolina, part of the North Carolina Community College system, the Great 58, as we say. So I think it's a good day for Wake Tech, but it's also a very good day for North Carolina and the North Carolina Community College system, the recognition of multiple colleges in our state being among the best in the nation in student success.
Yeah, and there are just so many students that now are attracted by the community college system across the state here and across the country as well. As you mentioned, it's vital for them, and there'll be a winner announced, it looks like, in the spring of 2027. So it'll be a process that carries out over about 20 months, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So, you know, I guess the finals will be announced then. But, you know, today's kind of a day where we, as long as the other community colleges in North Carolina, feel like winners just being included in this great group. So it's a testament, again, to the amazing work that our faculty and staff have been doing for several years now.
Yeah. Wake Tech, one of 200 institutions eligible to compete for this The college is based on their, they were selected based on their student outcomes data. That includes, as Scott mentioned, retention, completion, transfer, and bachelor's attainment rates. Dr. Scott Rawls, the president of Wake Tech, another great accolade for Wake Tech. We're always happy to hear about it. Dr. Rawls, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff. Always a pleasure.